This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And, of course, the news du jour is that apparently more people are quitting the Trump administration. This time it is Defense Secretary Jim Mad Dog Mattis. And Chris, this actually in some kind of way ties in with a story that we'll get to after about Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly also Afghanistan. But definitely not Yemen.
Not that we know of.
Well, no, we know not Yemen. And if you are curious, what are we talking about? Syria and Afghanistan, but definitely not Yemen. Talking about countries where the U.S. is going to allegedly, according to the wishes of President Donald Trump, end the involvement in wars.
Yeah.
And the reason I say definitely not Yemen is there was a Senate resolution that passed, I believe it was earlier this week, might have been late last week.
I'm sorry, Daryl. What does the Senate have to do with what Donald Trump wants to do?
Well, there's the War Powers Act that was passed, 45 years ago?
Still.
That says that presidents can use military force for a certain number of days
before
Congress is supposed to pass some kind of authorization.
Right.
Well, with Yemen, the U.S. military has been assisting the Saudi government, specifically the Saudi military, in drone bombing a huge swath of that country, causing a humanitarian crisis and near famine.
Agreed.
The U.S. Senate, for the first time ever, had a successful War Powers Act challenge, meaning they passed a resolution saying, President, knock it off. Stop assisting in this unlawful, illegal war. Well, the House, the same day, might have been the day before, threw into the Farm Bill a provision saying that the U.S. House of Representatives would not vote on any War Powers Act challenges until at least January 1st.
I get what you're saying, Daryl. I've read these stories.
There's the new Congress that takes office January 3rd. So basically,
the idea,
nothing's happening.
I know, but what you're saying here is there's this. I'm going to call it a balance of power. Or maybe I got a better word for it. I'm going to call it checks and balances.
Yeah.
Checks and balances between the different divisions of government.
Yes.
That you have the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, and somehow that they're all supposed to check each other. I'm telling
you,
Donald Trump doesn't care. Donald Trump will do whatever he wants.
When did I say he cared?
I'm not. I'm just saying, as we try to report the news, and I'm using finger quotes because Daryl will always quote things and say, I'm using finger quotes.
Right.
You just have Donald Trump, who's sworn that he will be the staunchest defender of the Second Amendment we could ever imagine, banning a firearm accessory.
Well, it's coming up on, we're actually exactly 1 month away from the 2-year anniversary of when he put his hand on a Bible and swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Parts that are convenient.
And how many times has he wound up not upholding the Constitution?
Yeah. So these are interesting times when you have, and we'll get into these stories, but you have Democrats and Republicans attacking Trump for daring to bring up the idea of pulling out of Syria.
Right.
You have Donald Trump going up against what I will arguably say is his base by doing a completely unconstitutional ban on a firearm accessory. Yes. It's craziness out there.
I was saying about obeying the Constitution.
Yeah, I thought I had something because I saw a hand go up.
The moment passed, I was just going to say, has he even read it with regards to the Constitution?
Well,
he's not a big reader.
At it when he walked through the archives and he saw that there were some words. They were really big words. And by big words, I mean they were written in a large font.
What did he say? He was a big fan of, was it Article 9? Or Article 12, or Article, he came out and said,
know.
I'm a big believer in Article, it was 9, 18, 12. In other words, I mean, what are there, 7 or 8? See, I'm not going to pretend that I know. I think there's 7 different articles that make up the Constitution.
Daryl, you ran for president. You should know.
Right.
Daryl. Oh, I should. I could tell you how many amendments there are. I could tell you the 5 different things in the First Amendment.
Most people
don't know that there are 5 things in the First Amendment.
Where's our Cato Pocket Constitutions? Like, as libertarian nerds, shouldn't we have them here?
No,
somewhere.
I use the online version.
There's a metal Bill of Rights floating around in here somewhere. But let's get into this news and, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. CNN has the story. Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned Thursday on the heels of President Donald Trump's plans to withdraw troops from Syria, citing irreconcilable policy differences.
The policy is endless war.
Right.
So I can't work with somebody who's not for endless war.
But wasn't there the claim that a guy with the nickname Mad Dog would be the quote-unquote voice of reason within the Trump administration?
Yeah, I never really got that.
That role has been supposedly held by a lot of people, and none of them last very long.
I think it's a comparative thing. I think if you stand up anybody to Donald Trump, anybody is going to appear to be the voice of reason.
Yeah, even if you take, you know, somebody's senile old grandfather who has, like, stage 5 dementia, put them next to Donald Trump, they will probably still be the voice of reason.
Yeah. Trump's just an interesting personality. I can't look at him any other way than like some sort of experiment. Like we're just seeing what happens.
Hold on. So experiment as in like Professor X, or experiment as in, let's see what happens when we put a crazy person in office.
I'm going with the latter.
Okay.
That's really how it feels, because he's not consistent. The right can't say he's consistent. The left can't say he's consistent.
Right.
I don't think Donald Trump will say he's consistent.
And reports from inside the White House, is he basically whoever spoke to him last and sucked up the best is whatever policy he's going with at the moment.
Yeah, and that comes out. There's a book out there called Fire and Fury, which was written by an embedded guy who was invited. Embedded in the White House by the Trump administration to report on the first 100 days, and that's very much the conclusion he comes to. It is, you know, Donald, in his words, really craves positive attention. He wants to be told he's doing the right thing. And if you're telling him that, you're going to get your way. And
just to even get him to listen to intelligence reports, they have to, like international CIA intelligence reports, they've said they have to work his name into them somehow, because that will get him to pay attention when he hears his name.
But he won't read them.
Yeah. No, he won't read them. They have to give oral reports. And then there was all this concern about how he was having sort of these back channel cell phone communications, and was this a security risk? And people said he doesn't pay enough attention to the security briefings to leak anything.
He also has, according to reports that I've seen, repeatedly be reminded that time zones exist because he forgets that it's not the same time in other countries when he decides that he wants to call up a foreign head of state.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Trump, you can't call the president of China right now. It's midnight over there.
but why is it midnight? The sky is clear. I see the sun. Why is it midnight there?
Now, my personal favorite was the report that White House staffers were coordinating with the Fox and Friends show producers to try and arrange to get specific guests on or specific topics covered, because that was the best way to get Trump to pay attention to those topics, was if he could watch it on Fox in the morning.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar's trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at FreeEscapeBook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, FreeEscapeBook.com. FreeEscapeBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. There's also chat rooms and voice chats. So some of the Discord peoples, Discordians, would that be a proper term? I'm not really sure what to call the people that live in Discord, but
trolls.
I just refer
that. But they get upset when I call them what they are, so I'm trying to come up with a different term.
I just think of it as an adjective.
So the Discorders, the Discordites, they can voice chat with one another in addition to calling into the show over at discord.lrn.fm. So let's actually jump a little bit further back into this story from CNN about Defense Secretary James Mattis putting in his letter of resignation earlier today. The time on this story is actually, well, it was updated at the beginning of the show, 7 o'clock p.m. The resignation again came earlier today with Mattis citing irreconcilable policy differences, mainly because President Donald Trump has said that he wants to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. The letter states in part, the letter being the resignation letter from Mattis, quote, because you have the right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned with yours on these and other subjects, I believe it is right for me to step down from my position. Earlier Thursday, a senior administration official told CNN's Jake Tapper that Mattis was vehemently opposed to the Syria decision and a possible Afghan troop withdrawal as well. Indeed, Mattis's resignation letter amounts to a rebuke of several of Trump's foreign policy views, with the outgoing defense secretary touting the importance of U.S. alliances and of being unambiguous in approaching adversaries such as Russia and China.
So basically, Trump's changing direction a little bit on Obama's policies. No, no, no. I guess it would be Bush's policies.
That were also Obama's policy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to remember when we weren't trying to actively destroy lots of countries in the Middle East. I guess Clinton?
No, maybe Carter?
Carter? So I'm trying.
I don't
to
know. I was born during the Carter administration. Chris, I think you were probably voting by then.
Not by Carter. No, so let's go back through this. So we have Clinton chasing Osama bin Laden all around the Middle East. He was doing that. He was trying to take him out. Before that, we had Bush 1.
H.W. Bush.
H.W. Bush, who was, I'm trying to think of what interventions he did. Was that still
the
Lebanon?
The first Iraq War.
Yeah, there was the first Iraq War where
Desert Shield.
We got started off with Operation Desert Storm,
right.
That then became Desert Shield.
Was it the other way around?
No, it was Desert Storm.
Okay,
no,
I'll
because
your word.
You know, it was like hellfire and brimstone on January 15th, I think it was.
Yeah, those of us who had our afternoon DuckTales interrupted by CNN remember what it was.
Yeah,
and then
was.
There were the Scud missiles, and I forget, I think it was Anderson Cooper that may have been the embedded reporter over there somewhere, and he's got one of these gas masks on because, you know, like
they expected
bad
chemicals.
Weapons, and they were expecting chemicals. And whoever it was in the studio back in Atlanta. So I realize that you're told that you're supposed to wear the mask, but it's kind of hard to understand you. Can you take it off and go stand by the window and tell us what you see?
Oh, they did.
Oh, my
no
goodness.
Idea. But it was the first time, I think, for a generation who really got to watch combat on television.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We really hadn't
Right,
had...
because there wasn't, you know, during that weird sort of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, where we were buddies with Saddam before, like, 2 years later, not being buddies with him anymore, that sort of weird standoff with Iran. There wasn't really a lot of boots on the ground during that.
Nobody really knew what the new international configuration was going to be after the Cold War, and so he thought he had an opportunity, and he took it, and it turns out that didn't work out too well for him.
Well, I was thinking the Iran-Iraq thing happened before the end of the Cold War. There was the Iran-Contra scandal,
right?
Which I vaguely remember. I think I was in like elementary school when that was happening. So like I was aware that it was a thing, but I wasn't intimately familiar with details.
You weren't very familiar with Oliver North's face on television all the time. And his,
oh no, I remember the face
with his hand always.
And isn't he now the head of the NRA despite being a felon?
He might be. I don't know. I don't really follow the NRA much anymore.
Yeah. I just seem to remember people posting, sort of the irony of the head of the NRA not being legally allowed to own firearms.
Yeah.
Maybe the NRA is just kind of like, what have they rolled over and peed on their leg about this week? They just basically
caved in on bump stock.
Yeah. And it's like,
which all of mine were lost in boating accidents, and my boats were lost in hunting accidents.
Yeah, I saw an interesting thing where somebody basically showed how to do the same thing with a rubber band. So yeah.
I did that.
That's illegal.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
rubber bands are now illegal. Thanks, Obama.
Well, yeah, a rubber band if you need help. The other thing to do is hold the firearm loosely and hold your index firing finger very steady and then just let the recoil bounce into your shoulder.
This is not legal advice.
Yeah. Well, no, it's reporting on something that is so insane, ridiculous, and unconstitutional.
So now your arm is illegal.
Made fun of, right. So, but what are we going to do? Start chopping off index fingers because it's a potential bump fire weapon.
My favorite summary of this week has been Trump has now enacted more gun control and ended more wars than Obama.
Yeah.
For all the Trump fans out there and all the Obama fans out there.
Hold on. Which be causing, one says Trump
well, supposedly
ended.
He's ending the war in Syria. We'll see if that actually happens because somebody else may go talk to him next.
Right.
But at least announced that he was ending it.
Right. Well, and if, Mad Dog quit over it, then there might be some
he might be serious.
This one. Who knows?
Yeah, the CNN article here continues. The resignation emerged at a chaotic moment in Trump's presidency. The U.S. government is teetering on the edge of a government shutdown. The Trump administration is about to face the hot light of Democratic investigations. And the president is grappling with the fallout of a series of firings and resignations. Trump, seeking to downplay the news, stepped out in front of Mattis's resignation, spinning it as retirement. Mattis did not explicitly cite his opposition to the president's planned withdrawal of troops from Syria, which caught U.S. allies off guard, but the retired four-star general was privately adamant in urging Trump against the pullback. It was just the latest issue on which Mattis has sought to position himself as a bulwark against some of the president's rashest decisions, but his relationship with the president has grown increasingly fractured in recent months, and his efforts to deter Trump on key issues less influential. In the letter, Mattis pointedly stated that the strength of the U.S. depends in part on the strength of its alliances around the globe, many of which have become notably frayed under Trump. There's more to this, plus your calls and thoughts. Plus, Chris, I think you've got a little bit more about the actual possible pullout from Syria, as well as some cannabis news. And no, it's probably not what you heard. Probably not. And it's not good news either. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
USA Radio News.
At this moment, there is a debate over funding border security and the wall. I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for for our country, for the safety of our community.
President Trump not mincing any words there regarding border funding. Now, House Republicans are working on an amendment to a short-term spending bill that would add $5 billion for a border wall. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
We're going to move today to add language to the bill that the Senate sent over on government funding to add $5 billion for the wall, as well as the disaster relief funding that's been agreed upon.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is stepping down at the end of February. President Trump made the announcement via Twitter. He called Mattis a great help to the Trump administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And want to make sure that you know, well, actually, I want to make sure that you know that Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. I actually just placed an order about an hour ago, put a couple of things in, looking for 33% off, and wound up getting notified at the beginning of the show that the order had been accepted. So right at half an hour is how long I waited to save 33% on things that I wanted to buy from Amazon. One of them, something that I definitely need. The other, something that I thought would be nice to have. And, oh, you know what? Not in a hurry. Slap it in the cart. Ask for 33%, and what do you know, it's already been accepted, and you can use both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, over at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. And again, that is something that Bitcoin.com wants you to know about. And if you want news about various crypto things, you can head over to news.bitcoin.com. So let's jump back a little bit more from the CNN piece about James Mattis' resignation. James Mattis, by the way, the guy that they call Mad Dog, who, according to some, was supposed to be the voice of reason within the Trump administration. Well, not so reasonable when it comes to Syria, where Trump surprisingly, has said that he wants to end U.S. involvement in that weird sort of civil war thing that at last count, I think, has displaced about 55 or 60% of people in Syria.
It's a big number.
Yeah. That's a huge percentage. Some of those have been internally displaced. About half of the displaced have been externally displaced, meaning that they have just completely fled Syria altogether.
And a lot of them ended up in Europe. And the Europeans are not really welcoming them with open arms.
Right.
I think they kind of were at first, but then they have changed their tune a little bit.
Yeah. Continuing on, the letter from Mattis that, again, his resignation letter says, one core belief I have always held is that our strength as a nation is inextricably linked to the strength of our unique and comprehensive system of alliances and partnerships. While the U.S. remains the indispensable nation in the free world, we cannot protect our interest or serve that role effectively without maintaining strong alliances and showing respect to those allies. Mattis met with Trump one-on-one in the Oval Office, according to a senior White House official. Mattis told Trump he was going to be leaving and offered his resignation letter. The official said, they have differences on some issues. You don't say, Mattis says, irreconcilable policy differences.
That sounds like a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Irreconcilable differences. It sounds like a no-fault divorce.
Trump then went to Twitter saying General Jim Mattis will be retiring with distinction at the end of February after having served my administration as Secretary of Defense for the past 2 years. The president touted the tremendous progress that has been made during Mattis's tenure at the helm of the Department of Defense and thanked him for his service. Trump said a successor will, quote, be named shortly. In a sign of the swift nature of the resignation, a senior White House official found out about them from the president's tweets, according to other officials. Senior administration officials could not say if the armed forces were told before seeing the tweet.
Well, no. Yeah, he doesn't tell people things. Like, there's people who got fired that found out about it because they saw him tweeting about it. He doesn't tell people first. He just tweets whatever pops into his head.
It's more efficient. I mean, right? If you just, I can, well, here's my phone. I mean, I could blast out some insane news at any time, day or night, even if I'm laying in bed watching my three televisions and eating McDonald's. I could do that.
Yeah.
Another thing Trump allegedly does. So.
Right. And doesn't he also allegedly eat fried chicken with a knife and fork?
I don't know. I've never heard that one.
Yeah, I thought I had heard that.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
I just know that he eats steaks, like, well done with ketchup on them, and that just kind of horrified me so much.
Never trust anybody that eats a well-done steak.
With ketchup.
Yeah, at that point, you're dead to me.
Yeah,
no,
so I just...
That's not a threat. You're dead to me.
I just tried to avoid his any more information about his dietary habits after I heard about that abomination.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Chris, let's jump in. If you've got that Syria story pulled up, let's jump into that because, again, that seems to be sort of the straw that broke the defense secretary's back here was Trump's announcement that he wants to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria.
Yeah, and this story comes to us from the New York Times. Trump says the U.S. should not be, quote, policeman of the Middle East. Well, Mr. Trump, despite your well-done steaks and eating fried chicken with knife and fork, I'm with you on this one.
Dear Diary, today Trump did something good.
Well, they occasionally accidentally do things.
If he follows through.
Right, that's the whole thing.
Somebody else may go talk to him, and then he'll change his mind again.
Correct. President Trump on Thursday defended his plan to withdraw American troops from Syria against mounting criticism from Republicans and Democrats and concerns from his military and diplomatic advisors who were caught off guard by his abrupt announcement a day earlier. Quote, getting out of Syria was no surprise, unquote, Mr. Trump wrote in one of a series of Twitter posts on Thursday morning. He presented a string of justifications for his decision, including supporting quotes from a few who applauded his agenda. The president also pushed back against reports, which he derided as, quote, fake news, unquote, that the American military exit from Syria would advance Russian and Iranian foreign policy objectives. In Moscow, President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia said he supported the plan and called it, quote, the right decision, unquote. And they list a couple of his tweets. There were still few, if any, specifics available about how the United States military would accomplish the logistical undertaking of withdrawing 2,000 troops amid Syria's continuing seven-year civil war and remaining pockets of Islamic State fighters. In what appeared to be an attempt to assure critics that pulling out was the correct course and that the Islamic State was no longer a threat to Americans, Mr. Trump tweeted, quote, I am building by far the most powerful military in the world. ISIS hits us, they are doomed! Exclamation point. Unquote. So I guess his feeling is that he has built this massive military power, evidently in his 2 years, and, you know, ISIS just isn't a threat.
Well, and I seem to recall that Trump, when he was campaigning, and some argue that he still is campaigning, just no longer for the 2016 election, but he said that he would get rid of ISIS within 30 days. He said that he would bomb the S out of them, and he said a bunch of other things. And, well, it's been a lot longer than 30 days, and the Islamic State is still a thing. But my question, instead of just getting troops out of Syria, which, you know, if they actually get the troops out and not in this weird Iraq sort of thing, so we're, oh, no, 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 the people that are over there now that have U.S. military outfits on and, you know, military equipment, they're advisors.
Right.
When are we going to get the almost 35,000 U.S. troops out of Germany? When are we going to get the 12,000 U.S. troops out of Italy? The almost 9,000 out of the U.K.?
What about South Korea?
South Korea, Japan.
Yep.
No, let's get all of those out, too.
I like it.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts welcome.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. But not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And we'll get back into this story about, possibly some good news if you're a peace activist, assuming that things actually go the way that they're being reported as possibly maybe going. But first, want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory of events, businesses, digital content, and more of businesses and other things that are owned and operated and run by liberty-minded people. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like a Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And since it's free to use, we can't give you a discount because 10% off of zero is still zero. What we can do is give you a special Free Talk Live listener badge. When you use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, liberty.menu, use code FTL. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So we've been talking about Donald Trump getting blasted from Republicans and Democrats and having his Secretary of Defense quit all over Syria.
Yes,
because Donald Trump says that we have such a powerful military now that if ISIS hits us, they are doomed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the president's decision was made with, quote, lots of consultation between all the senior level officials, including myself, unquote.
Now, I'm curious here, and I've not read this article, Chris, that you have, and I don't know if any of the news outlets even mention Turkey.
I don't know.
Because I know that there has been for quite a while, some conflict, if you will, between the United States and Turkey. Turkey being one of our allies, because Turkey was upset that the U.S. military has been assisting the Kurds in fighting ISIS. So the Turks fighting ISIS, the Kurds also fighting ISIS, but the Turks are upset that the Kurds were fighting ISIS with the assistance of the U.S. military. And I think there were actually some skirmishes between the Kurds and the Turks.
So it was Washington that referred to foreign entanglements, correct?
George Washington.
George Washington, that's who I'm referring to, warned us of the dangers of foreign entanglements.
Yes.
When you can't describe what's going on in a war, as in who do we think are the good guys and who are the bad guys, who's on our side, who's on their side.
Well, when you fund all sides, then everybody's the good guy, right?
That's kind of the problem here. And
how many different reports have we had about shipments of U.S. munitions ending up in the hands of the Islamic State?
Well, you get actual newsreel footage of the Islamic State driving around in U.S. military vehicles. A lot of that was left behind when we pulled out of Iraq for the 19th time.
Some of it was, but then some of the stuff was airdropped and... Oops, we missed the target by 45 miles.
Right.
And everything fell in this ISIS camp instead of falling in the camp where the Peshmerga
was. Right, but we've got some great pictures of John McCain meeting with the folks from ISIS.
Yeah.
And doing his deals to try to get, you know, arms into their hands so they could fight the real bad guys, whoever the real bad guys are.
Right. And the U.S. government has maintained from the beginning that the real bad guy was Bashar Assad.
Right.
Who, interestingly enough, is going to remain as Syrian president, but somehow now it's not about getting rid of him, even though it previously had been all about regime change.
Right. And, folks, I mean, when you get down to who really wins out of these things, the people that really win are the people that finance these convoluted struggles. So we could not do these types of things. We could not be involved if we did not have unlimited money through central banking. And I hate to bring this back to economics, but this is really what it is. We can now fight cheap wars because you, listening at home on your radio dial, there's no way you would have paid for 19 years of war. That has never occurred in history. People just never stood for it. Well, 17, 18 years.
Yeah, there was the Hundred Years' War between England and France.
There's been raids, and I mean, basically perpetual warfare is sort of the norm for human history, whereas central banking is a rather new invention.
Right, but what I'm saying is we have not had warfare on the scale that we can have today for decades.
I think that's a function of technology and not of central banking.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly and completely. There's no way that you can tax a people or that an emperor or a king could afford long protracted wars. The biggest thing that has stopped wars in the past has been how much money do we have to fight it? And what has always happened throughout history is it was either too high a cost in money or it was a too high of a cost in blood, and both sides just backed away. Now, we got that starting with World War I. A lot of people got sucked into that because there were a lot of plans put in place if we dismiss Britain's debt and assume it by the United States and we do this big shell game, then you have that going on. Go ahead.
Okay, so in the past, people would be more likely to engage in total warfare, and they would just take what they wanted from the native populations as they tore through territory. And now we have just war theory, and so I would say modern warfare in that we actually try to adhere to some moral standards, if one can have those in war. Yeah, that requires, you know, quite a bit of money. But when you were just going in and taking what you wanted from territory that you conquered and then just killing people and taking all their food and land and everything, people would join up just because, like, hey, after I take over this territory, you can have this part of it.
Right. And but that has certainly changed in the 20th century.
Yeah.
And Keynes talked about this a lot. Following World War One, because that was one of the things that he was allegedly studying. And he wrote a very famous letter to FDR saying, you know, you have, and I'm going to paraphrase here, you have now the ultimate public works program. You can keep the economy going by getting involved in Europe in World War Two. These are opportunities. Don't see them as bad. But what I'm saying is we have gone from 2001, when we first, after 9/11, I'm talking about the real conflict that we're in now, till today, with tax cuts. Tell me how that's economically feasible in any possible way. We have spent trillions of dollars.
Well, I could tell you about this crazy thing that's still bothering my brain that I heard on, I believe it was Planet Money, about a month ago. It's called Modern Monetary Theory. And let's see.
But that doesn't explain what he's asking.
No. Like, it actually does explain the whole idea that you can just sort of spin and spin and spin. So the idea is that we think that taxes and expenditures are supposed to be linked in some way. And so there's this group, and they call themselves modern monetary theorists. Now, that's with capital letters, MMT. So it's the name they've chosen for themselves. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's accepted.
It's not, their nickname is not empty.
No, I don't think so. But they say that the government should just, you know, governments that can issue fiat currencies, like at the federal level, just prints money to just pay for things, anything it wants. And the function of taxes is not to pay for those expenditures, but to control inflation. So there's the actual resource capacity of the economy, and then there's how much money is chasing after those actual resources.
Right.
And if they print too much money that inflation's starting up, then you tax not to pay for the expenditures, but to pull some of the money back out of the economy to stop inflation. And it just it takes the way we normally look at monetary and fiscal policy and, like, flips it into this whole other dimension, and it hurts my brain.
No, it's straightforward. This is Keynes.
It is sort of what they're doing.
This is, yes, that's what they're
Keynes
doing.
Was fiscal policy, though, was his primary concern.
No. Keynes was also deeply involved in monetary theory and monetary policy. Yeah. Come back to this.
Your calls and thoughts about monetary policy. Should taxes even exist? I don't think they should, so, like, I'm totally opposed to, let's tax the money to get it out of circulation. No, just get the government out of all of it. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.